The Black Caps play their first match in Pakistan for 18 years tonight. Security concerns mean the New Zealand team haven't toured Pakistan since 2003, but after trips to the country by several other nations' sides in recent years, it's finally been deemed safe to return. Clay Wilson reports.
For almost two decades, the Black Caps have steered clear of Pakistan. Now they're returning. Batsman Martin Guptill says officials are taking no chances when it comes to the New Zealand contingent's safety.
We were straight off the plane onto an armoured van on the tarmac. So, you know, you're aware of it straight away. And, you know, we had, I think it was a dozen or so police cars behind us. And, you know, we had armed soldiers around us at all times.
With good reason. In 2009, terrorists attacked the Sri Lankan team convoy in Lahore, killing 8 and injuring 20, including New Zealand batting coach for this tour, Talan Samarawera. International cricket in Pakistan ceased for 6 years. But with volatility easing, 5 teams have toured since 2015. Players Association boss Heath Mills says making the Black Caps the 6th has required meticulous planning.
We look at every aspect of the tour, every place the players go, where they stay, everywhere is looked at to ensure that every part of the touring experience is going to be a safe one for them. So Pakistan tour has been no different in that respect, and I think it's been a very comprehensive and thorough process that's been followed.
The Black Caps have their own experience with terrorism in Pakistan. Their 2002 tour was promptly cut short after a fatal bomb blast outside their Karachi hotel. The following year's trip was the New Zealand team's last to Pakistan. One of 6 debutants in that team, Craig Cumming, vividly recalls the arrangements at their hotel.
You had security on the front gate, you had security at the elevator, we had security with guns at the end of our floor, you know, so you weren't able to leave the hotel, so we were actually in lockdown. I suppose you did get used to it, because at no stage did I have any worries about my safety or that.
A similar level of protection is in place for this tour. The Black Caps security team is led by Australian consultant Reg Dickerson, who was on those 2002 and 2003 tours and arrived well in advance of the playing group. Mills says the situation is being constantly monitored.
We have our security people with the team at all times, and they are monitoring the risk on a daily basis. So I'm very confident that New Zealand cricket will be informed straight away if there's any problem.
While no New Zealand players opted out of the trip, the recent unrest in nearby Afghanistan was cause for some to seek reassurance. But long-time Black Caps manager Mike Sandel says they've felt very safe since arriving and reiterates no stone is left unturned.
New Zealand cricket has a group of people set back up in New Zealand that if something does happen, that we get safely out of any country wherever we are. You know, that doesn't matter if it's England, could be in Australia or the subcontinent. You do have to have contingencies in place.
That's Black Caps manager Mike Sandel.